Well, this is so. This is a story about blueberries and blackberries. And you know, blueberries and blackberries don't mix, but they do. So one day in late July, it was hot. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining, and the birds were singing, and the mosquitoes were stinging and biting. And Strongbones decided it was a great day to go pick blueberries. So he called to his sister and said, "Cute Bones, you want to go pick blueberries with me?" And Cute Bones said, "No, I want to stay here and play with my little kitty Persimmon." "Oh, Drat, well, I'll go see about Weak Knees." So we walked down the street and he called up the Weak Knees window and says, "Weak Knees, you want to go pick blueberries with me?" And Weak Knees said, "No, I'm playing video games. I can't go." "Oh, Weak Knees, playing video games." So then he decided he'd go by himself. He took his backpack and he put a little blueberry basket in the backpack so that when he filled it up, he could bring it home. And he made himself a little sandwich, a couple of sandwiches. He made a cheese sandwich and he made a salami sandwich. And he took a couple bottles of water and he put a couple of energy bars in his backpack and he took off into the mountains. Well, Strongbones knew the mountains all around Ravenwood, like you know the back of your hand. Well, like you know your bedroom, like you know your toys.
Yeah.
And he knew just where the best blueberries were.
Yeah.
And the best blueberries were on the side of Troll Mountain. He figured he could get there and the trolls wouldn't be out. They'd be okay. They wouldn't bother him because he'd be okay. He'd keep a lookout. So he climbed up over a ridge and down a valley, across a river. He had to take his shoes off and wade in the icy water. And then he put his shoes back on. And he climbed up a long trail. He climbed and climbed. And he came out to a long meadow. And in that meadow,
climbed and climbed
until he thought he was going to get out of his head with climbing. And then he came to a big meadow. And the meadow was full of blueberry bushes. Blueberry bushes, nothing but blueberry bushes, and bees floating through the blueberry bushes, and every bush was loaded with blueberries. Well, he was at the edge of the woods, and he started to step out into the blueberry fields, and he looked down, and you know what he saw on the ground? He saw poops, and he looked at the poops, and he said, oh. Because you know why?
Why?
Because there were bear poops.
Oh.
They call them scat. And if you're smart, you know when the bear was there and how many bears there were. And if it was a big bear or a small bear. Strongbones looked at the poops and said, oh, there's bears. Oh, they like blueberries too. Oh, well, he looked around, looked way down the meadow. Way across the meadow, didn't see anything. He said, "Well, they probably came through early in the morning and kept going. I think I'm okay. It's almost lunchtime. I'm just going to walk out to the best picking spot, sit down, have a nice sandwich. It's going to be delicious." So he walked way into the middle of the meadow, right next to a little stream. There was a little stream that went into the meadow. Ooh, and he really liked that because he could then take his hungry feet and he put them in the water. And he thought he could have a little sandwich, but he thought it'd be nice to have some dessert.
Yeah.
So he went out to pick some blueberries.
Did he have a sweet tooth?
He liked blueberries. Mm. Oh, my goodness, he liked blueberries. So he took his basket.
And I like blueberries.
And he went out to pick blueberries. And he picked and he picked. And you know what he did?
And I like blueberries.
Every blueberry he picked, he ate a blueberry. He ate a blueberry, he picked a blueberry. He picked a blueberry, he ate a blueberry. Till pretty soon he was getting full on blueberries. And then he was picking blueberries, and he thought he heard a little sound. What's that? He looked around. There was nothing in the meadow, just the noise of the wind. There was a hawk in the air. Little hawk, some bees. But he couldn't hear anything else. He said, "Oh, I'm just hearing things. I guess I'll go back for lunch." And he went back for lunch with his basket, and he came around the blueberry bushes, and he looked to where he put his backpack.
Where?
Right by the little stream. And what was right next to his backpack?
What?
It was two of them. Little black bear
bears?
Cubs.
Oh, baby ones.
Baby ones. And they were playing in his backpack trying to get in. You know why?
Why?
Because he had his cheese sandwich and his salami sandwich, and they'll eat anything, and they were tired of blueberries. And the little black bears were trying to open up the backpack.
But they couldn't?
Well, they couldn't because they were bears. Strongbone said, oh dear, if there are baby bears around, there's a mother bear around. Well, I better not scare them, because if I scare them, then the mother bear will be mad at me. Oh dear. He looked around. There was nothing but blueberry bushes. Nothing but blueberry bushes. So you know what he did?
What?
He started whistling. Because when you hear a bear, if you whistle or sing, then the bear will know you're there. Because the last thing you want to do is startle a bear. So he was just whistling away. Those two little bears didn't hear him at all. They kept pawing and throwing around his backpack and trying to get into it and biting into it and biting the straps, by the way, and shredding the canvas. It was a mess. So he said, well, I better sing. I guess I'll sing a song. Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a bear, E-I-E-I-O. And the two little bears looked up and went, huh? They looked at a human. Oh, dear. Their mama bear had told them, watch out for humans. Humans aren't good.
Humans are trouble.
Humans are trouble. Watch out for humans. The two bears poked their snouts up. Huh? And they decided to run away. But not just run away. They decided to take Strongbone's backpack with them. With his salami sandwich and his cheese sandwich and his two little energy bars. He said, oh, no, you don't, you little rat finks. You're not taking my lunch away. This is way too far to walk back without lunch. He said, how can I get that backpack away from those two little bears? So he kept singing and he walked up to the bears. He stopped, and they stopped and looked at him. He walked up slowly. Strongbone said, you bears be good. Where's my sandwich? He thought, and he said, those are awful little bears. They're probably hungry. I know how it feels to be hungry. Okay, so we talked to the bears. He said, okay, guys, all right, okay. How about if I share my salami sandwich with you? The two little bears were like, so Strongbone said, okay, just let me get to my backpack, will you? Let me get to my backpack. So they walked over, took the backpack, and the two little bears stood up like, arr! And Strongbone said, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Two bears said, huh? What's he doing? And he opened his backpack very carefully. He reached in and he took out his salami sandwich. He took it out of the sandwich bag. And he said to one bear, here, you have half. He said to the other little bear, you have half. Now, how's that? Oh, oh, oh. Those two bears were like, oh, oh. And they started eating those sandwiches like it was the best thing they'd ever tasted. Strongbow said, oh, good, good, because I'm really hungry, and I'd like something to eat, too. So you guys are happy. I'm happy. We're all set. And he heard another noise.
Oh.
Said, oh.
Mama uh-oh. Bear.
Another noise. What's that? He turned around, and he looked down the blueberry meadows. What did he see?
Trolls.
He saw a big object.
What is it?
And it was moving towards him. And it stuck its nose up and looked at him. And looked at the two little babies. Looked back at Strongbones. Went, rawr! Strongbones said, uh-oh, angry mama, uh-oh, it's okay, mama, look, I'm friends with your two little bears. The mama jumped up and started running towards her. Rawr! Rawr! Because she was afraid the Strong Bones was going to steal her babies. She didn't understand the Strong Bones was great. So she started running towards him. And Strong Bones said, Mama. And he looked around. He knew there were no trees close enough to him to outrun a bear, especially a mama bear. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to think. So you know what he did?
What?
He sat down at his bottom. And he started singing again. Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some bears, E-I-E-I-O. And the mama bear stopped. Huh? What's that? The two little baby bears poked their heads up and went, ooh, 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 ooh. And they started putting their arms up, their paws up, and dancing. And Cute Bones, that Song Bones said, oh, well, E-I-E-I-O, and on his farm he had a baby bear, E-I-E-I-O. And the two little bears were so happy, they were like, oh, yeah, dancing around. And the mama bear said, what is going on here? So instead of rushing at Strong Bones and taking his head in her mouth and chewing on it, she walked up to him. Walked right up to Strong Bones, took her snout, put her right up against his nose. Strong Bones knew you never look a bear in the eyes because they think it's a challenge. So he just clipped his eyes down. He said, morning, Mama. He said, just been having lunch with your babies. How would you like a cheese sandwich? The mama bear went, huh? Strong Bones said, here. And he reached into his backpack. He pulled out his cheese sandwich.
Why very carefully?
Because he didn't want to startle the mama bear and make her think he was doing something. And he said, Mama Bear, would you like a cheese sandwich? This wasn't just a cheese sandwich. This was a cheese sandwich with cabbage cheese and purple onion and spinach and mustard relish pickle. Oh, it was like, whoa, it's just what Strong Bones wanted. But he handed it to the mama bear. The mama bear went, and she started eating the cheese sandwich. She was so hungry. Oh, she loved it. She was having a great time eating the cheese sandwich. And then her two little cubs saw her eating the cheese sandwich, and they wanted part of the cheese sandwich. So they run over to her, and they started trying to eat her cheese sandwich, and she got into a real tussle with her cubs. They're all arguing with each other. I want that sandwich. Strong Bones looked at them and said, you know, maybe it's time I said goodbye. And he slowly picked up his backpack. He picked up his blueberries. And he slowly walked away. He walked away to the edge of the woods. And then he looked back. And the mama bear looked her head up. What? Where is he? Where'd he go? And the little baby bears jumped around saying, where'd he go? Where'd he go? But he was too far away, and he was in the woods. And the mama bear decided, I'll eat blueberries. Strong Bones said, whew, that was close. And he went home. And all he had was two energy bars to keep him going. And that wasn't enough for a big, strong Strong Bones.
Nope.
And his blueberries.
Nope.
And so you know what he did?
What?
He ate blueberries all the way home. And when he got back to the house, he walked into his house and saw his mother and said, would you like some fresh blueberries? And his mother said, yes. And he pulled out his basket and it was empty.
Oh.
And his mother said, Strong Bones, how was your day blueberry picking? And Strong Bones said, oh, I could hardly bear it. And he went up to bed. And that's the end of the story.
I could hardly bear it. That's funny, Daddy-O.